Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are going in depth with our friends from Hastings Family Service. Amy Sutton is here, who is the executive director. She is joined today by Kelly Carter, who is the development and community relations ambassador for the Hastings Family Service Group. And we could not be more excited to see the both of you. How have you been?
Wonderful.
Absolutely great. It's Minnesota Food Share Month. It's our favorite time of the year.
Well, you know, it is a great time of year, and I want to give a shout out. Our soup drive is not going as well as we had hoped at KDWA. So please, if you come in to KDWA, if you come in to say hi to Barb and ask about her quilts, or if you come in, you know, to say hi to Patty and pick up one of the great certificates, bring a can of soup, because we thought we would be strategic. I know you need chunky soup, and it's heavy. So explain how Minnesota Food Share works, please.
Sure. So Minnesota Food Share runs through April 9th, and all of the food and funds that are collected during that time period are proportionately matched by Minnesota Food Share. So the heavier the items, the more pounds, and then the more we will get matched.
Love that. And Minnesota Food Share is it an organization? What exactly is it, please?
Well, it's part of an organization, and you know what they have done over the years, and I want to say it's 40 some years old now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I should know that. They really started because food shelves typically would see a dip after the holidays in donations, right, during that time of the year, but it's also when they're the most depleted because that end of the year holiday time.
Sure.
And so that's how it came about, is they said, well, how can we create some sort of incentive or some sort of help for food shelves to really replenish in the spring and be ready for those summer months, which tend to be busy because kids are out of school. And so they came up with Minnesota Food Share, and really what they do throughout the year, they're a nonprofit as well, and they collect a food fund throughout the year, and then whatever they collect gets proportionately matched or distributed to the food shelves that participate. So it's just a great, it's everybody helping everybody, but I think there are about 300 food shelves in the state that participate.
Wow.
So, and usually Hastings Family Service ends up in our size area in the top 10. And
wow.
So it just says a lot about how this community comes together to figure out ways to help us. And there's so many good things happening. Like, I didn't even know about it until last Friday, but Nan out at Alexis Bailey had this bingo thing on Sunday and collected breakfast items for us.
Of course she did.
So I went out to bingo.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. And 48 pounds of food and
what?
$50 collected just in a couple of hours playing bingo at the Vineyard. I mean, I can't say I mind those kinds of events. I really enjoyed that.
And you say that all the time, Amy, that so much goes on that you might not even know about. And then all of a sudden somebody will ring you up and say, might I come and drop off, you know, my
yes.
Girl Scouts did this, or, you know, my neighborhood group did this, or my book club. And
yep.
That's so cool, because all of that is impactful, isn't it?
Every single pound, every single dollar, you know, it's how it all works. And honestly, we talked a little bit about, you know, just we've seen the need going up, right? Last year, we gave out 52% more full food shelf orders, which is about a 7 to 10 day food shelf order, 52% more in 2022 than 2021.
See, I don't understand that number. I mean, I would assume that you would have really been hit hard during the pandemic and stuff, but it's amazing how the economy isn't as great as we're led to believe at times. Is that fair?
No, that's absolutely fair. I mean, I think the fact is we're still coming out of the pandemic. I mean, it kind of feels like we made it through, but there's still a lot of people out there who lost jobs at that mm-hmm. time, or whose businesses did not come back in the way that they would like it to. And then we went straight from, you know, I mean, there were extra dollars flooded into the economy, payments to families that during COVID they received a little extra help. That's all gone away. And then on top of that, you know, we see the inflation that's happened, right? And so I look at my grocery bill, I'm like, it's 30% more than it was. It's everyone. But it disproportionately affects the people that we serve. Because if they're already mm-hmm. struggling to make ends meet and they're close to that line, a 30% increase in your grocery bill means you're either not eating as much, You're not eating as nutritious of items because they tend to cost more. And so I think that's where we see the increase. And the other piece for us is we really spent time in 2022 expanding our capacity to help and getting our in-person market open. So now we have both the drive-through food shelf and we have the in-person market shopping opportunity. And so having more than one way to help people too allows us to get more people through. So it's been busy. And the only way that we're able to keep up with that is because this community just shows up during things like Minnesota Food Share. They're so supportive. They all find ways. And like you said, what's really cool is how many different ways people find to help.
Yes.
It's so many different ways. And I just feel like when we all do whatever it is that we can do, it makes a difference.
So this is Minnesota Food Share Month, and I know that the donation piece is one of them, but you also accept money as well, right, during this time period?
We do, yes. All funds that are collected during the time are also included in that proportionate match. And so this is the time of year that's kind of fun. The donation center volunteers come in my office quite frequently throughout the day to drop off a check that somebody has dropped off or...
And it all makes a difference. But, you know, we've always said funds really... If I go to the store with my $10, I can buy, you know, three or four items. But if we get $10 and we can go to Second Harvest with that, we can buy almost 70 pounds of food.
It's just crazy.
So it makes a difference either way. We appreciate the food or the funds, but we always can turn those funds into a little bit more.
So does Second Harvest have difficulty also then with inflation? Have you noticed that?
Well, I'm not so sure it's as much inflation as it is sourcing some of the things.
So how does that work? Where do they get their money?
So really, Second Harvest is just like a Hastings Family Service food market at a larger scale.
Okay.
And so they are getting donations from places like General Mills, Malto Meal, the more corporate structure, a lot of that comes in. And then the federal government, a lot of the foods, the commodity foods that come in will come through a Second Harvest and then come down to the food shelves. So it's just a larger scale food shelf, if you will.
Okay.
So that's why they call it a food bank. And then so we really are subject to what they have available, right? So we're looking every single day on their site to see what's available today for us to put in our order basket.
So it changes every day?
Every day.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's something we keep an eye on. We usually get two deliveries a week from Second Harvest. So we've always got kind of an ongoing order going. And when things come available, we try to jump on that. But there have been things like cereal has been a little hard to come by. Just little nuances that, you know, we don't have as much selection of something. Or, you know, it's like the Super Bowl that we're doing right now. We haven't been able to get the heartier soups, like the chunky soups. We've been able to get kind of the condensed cream of mushrooms and those kinds of things.
Those work too.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we need it all.
Staples.
But that's why having kind of a Super Bowl around the February and having the churches collect soup and having KDWA collect soup.
Chunky soup, friends.
It's because we're not able right now to get that as much as we need to create that heartier sort of meal soup.
Yes, yes. Kelly, what did you want to add to that?
The cereal drives, it gives the people a lot more selection when they're in our market picking out food that they want to bring home to their families.
Yes.
And so just the regular standard size, not the huge family size, but the standard size boxes of cereal are perfect for the food shelf. And you know, when I go to the store, I know my kids have some favorites. And so it's wonderful to be able to provide a variety of the cereals.
Oh, that's so nice. Right. Mm-hmm. And that is what you're trying to do, is just put normalcy into people's lives. So when they come to your food shelf, it is like going to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we implemented, we might have talked about it in February a little bit, but we've been working with a place called FEN, which is a Foundation for Essential Needs, looking at what some other food shelves have done to expand their capacity. As they saw the need grow, how do you get more people in, right? Because we like to make it a very confidential process, so a person who's coming through our market is in there by themselves. But we used to follow a very prescribed sort of a list, a grocery list, and it took a long time to get through it and find everything that you could have. And so we just, in February, switched that to a color system right? So that, you know, if it's a family of one to two people and their color is yellow, they go around the shelves each in the market, and the yellow thing on there will tell them how many items they can take. Well, what's great about that is they may not need any tomato soup because nobody likes it at their house, but they want to take two more chicken noodle soup, you know, for their eight items out of that, you know, right? So it just gives more flexibility. People have more choice to choose the things that they know their families will enjoy, like Kelly was saying with the cereal. And the great part about it is it goes so much faster.
You can serve more people.
We used to do one every hour, and we're doing them every half hour now, and they're completely booked up. So it's completely booked.
Boy, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Love to hear these kinds of stories.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I mean, we're always trying to do things better and serve people more and create greater access. So it's, and again, we can do it because we have this amazing community that supports us.
So Minnesota Food Share, again, goes until the 9th of April.
Correct.
So that is Easter, obviously. So that's great to know. And then in that time period of February 27th through April 9th, Minnesota Food Share Month, you actually have one of the highlights, not only of my life, but the city of Hastings. Let's talk about Hastings Tastings.
So Hastings Tastings is scheduled for Monday, March 27th from 4:30 to 7:30 at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. We'll have like 13 to 15 restaurants there, and we have limited our tickets to 300 this year. We realized last year that we kind of liked the smaller scale, and we have probably sold over half of our tickets. So if you want a ticket, get one. When the date was posted, before tickets were available for purchase, we had a couple that emailed me and said, we are going to be out of town for a month, but I just want to make sure I can still, will still be able to get my ticket. So,
so nice.
I set two aside just in case.
Right?
Once we got them. But
they usually do sell out. Yes. It's just, and it's because the food and drink establishments just bring their A game. It's so good.
So for people that don't know, have never been to this event before, tell us about it. It's actually my favorite way of eating.
Yes.
Like if I could eat this way at a restaurant, I would just try a little of this and a little of that.
Yeah, so all of the participating restaurants will bring a sample of their menu items. So you do just get a sampling.
But you can go back for a second sampling.
Or third.
No judgment.
Once you find what you like.
Exactly, Amy.
Yes, you can go back multiple times. But it's fun to visit restaurants maybe that you haven't gone to before.
Right.
Or that you haven't gone to in a long time. And it's a good way for the restaurants to showcase some of their signature items and have 300 plus people try.
Right.
Try their
and
items.
The restaurants really do bring their A game, don't they?
They well,
this,
do.
This
they
whole
do.
Event happens because of their generosity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is, it hinges on their generosity, and they are so good to us. So we hope that people find things that they really love and then go back to those restaurants and be patrons and thank them for supporting Hastings Tastings and Hastings Family Service.
Because a lot of them are having staffing issues as well, and so their commitment to this means so much just because we know that it's not easy.
Right.
But their commitment and dedication to this event is amazing.
Can you please give us a little kind of behind the scenes who might be there and what they might be serving?
Well, I don't have the menu items yet, or I'm going to let that be a surprise, maybe.
A surprise.
We will have some of our restaurants that have been there previously.
Okay, I'm going to savor this list. Go
ahead. American Legion.
Oh, yes.
Lock and Dam.
Yummers.
Hastings Public House. We'll have Alexis Bailey there giving us some wines, and Spyro Brewery will be there. Green Mill. Spyro Food Co-op will also be there this year again. And Cub and Coborn's. Froth and Cork will be doing some coffee flights.
You have a wonderful list.
Yes. Great. And then Hastings Raider Nutrition will be doing it this year.
Nice.
And Mean Julio will be new this year as well.
I'm full already. Thinking of this is going to be so
I just gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, so we still have room for another restaurant or two. If there's one out there, they certainly contact me at Hastings Family Service. But I'm so excited. And then also in the event, we will have a cash bar. And then we have a few different raffles. We'll have our wine raffle and our beer raffle, which the beer, it's about 50-ish different variety cans and or bottles of beer. And then the wine is 12, 13 bottles. And so you can buy a raffle ticket for that. And then all of these restaurants also donate a gift certificate or two. And so we'll do a restaurant raffle. And then we're raffling off a foursome for our Drive Out Hunger golf tournament that will be happening on Tuesday, June 13th.
Nice.
And let's see, and then there's a silent auction.
So the silent auction is always fun because you have some really unusual things mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to that?
Yes.
I know you're still gathering.
Yes, things. I am still gathering items, but we have just a variety of things from local businesses that they have dropped things off. We'll have some Rivertown Days buttons available at the silent auction.
Wow.
And we have a lady that will do a custom watercolor portrait. So you could give her a picture of your beloved dog and she would do a custom watercolor. So I am really
excited. Well, that's really cool.
That one. Yes. Yep. And then we have some Minnesota Wild swag that's come in.
Nice.
And some St. Paul Saints tickets. And so last year I tried to limit it to 25 baskets and I think we had over 100. So
it just, yeah, something for everyone. It's just fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
But again, you know, we talked about how people find ways to participate and be involved. Mm-hmm. And that's another one of the ways, I mean, all these businesses that, you know, reach out to us and help support us in that way. It just all comes together to make it an amazing, amazing time of the year for us.
Yep.
And give us the dates again and how we can get tickets.
Sure. Monday, March 27th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Seas Church. And you can purchase tickets online at hastingsfamilyservice.org. Or you can stop in their donation center and pick those up. And then Cub Foods and the YMCA also have tickets available. But they're going fast.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Ladies, so good to see you. Thanks for all you
Thank
do.
You, Mo.
I can't wait for Hastings Tastings in particular.
Yeah, I did see you bought your tickets already. You were one of the first.
Oh, brother. Any night to get out of cooking, I'm all for it. We want to thank our guests today, Amy Sutton, who is the Executive Director of Hastings Family Service, and Kelly Carter, their Development and Community Relations Person Ambassador. And we're so happy that they stopped in to tell us all the good things going on. And if you have any questions about Hastings Family Service and you maybe could use their services, you can give them a call at 651-437-7134. Thank you so much, ladies. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.